Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Friday on DGS. Dave is on vacation, so it's Dave-cation for the next week. Well, the rest of us will take care of business, don't worry.
Our friend
Julie Lally is on the chat, on the stream. She said she's feeling gruntled.
What's up, Julie? I'm feeling gruntled, too.
See, that's amazing. First of all, that's definitely Glover show speak, because I guarantee unless you were listening to the show that day, you don't know that gruntled is actually a word and that it's a good thing.
Yeah, it means you're
obviously when you're
nice.
Disgruntled, we know what that means. You're not happy. I never knew that until what was that, like a month ago, something like that. I never knew that at all. But it means to be happy. So glad Julie's happy. Hope everybody else is happy on a Friday.
I'm happy.
I'm thrilled because I'm not in a car. And I'll at some point I'm going to get over the fact that I was in a car. At some point, I'm going to get over it. I don't know when that is, but at some point, you know what? I'm going to get over it now because we're just going to start with Razor's Edge. That way we can get away with my disgruntling and be gruntled with something else.
All right. I am really excited to welcome the month of August. I don't know why. July was great. It flew by. Maybe it's because this nice weather is rolling in at the same time as August, but it's August 1st, and there's plenty to look forward to in August. I have a list of cool things happening this month that we'll talk about.
I think August is usually on the crap list.
Well, I realized this the other day. There are no holidays in August.
It's always hot as hell. There are no holidays. You're kind of in a gap, like sports guys, you're kind of in a gap where there's really only baseball for most of it, but then late August comes. And you got college football and the NFL and all that. But yeah, usually August is getting the crap end of the stick, but you're saying you got some August love.
Well, let's start with sports. As you just said, the NFL preseason games get underway next Thursday. That feels so early. I mean, NFL preseason? I guess it happens like this every year.
They had a Hall of Fame game last night, I think.
I was going to say, didn't like the Lions and the Chargers play last night?
They did. I mean, like officially week one of the preseason is this coming weekend.
Okay.
And then, like, that's just the Hall of Fame thing. It isn't a preseason game. By the way, I hate that they call it a preseason game. It's an exhibition game. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
They don't like that.
Are you only saying that because the Lions did bad?
No, I don't care. Honestly, God, I don't even know the score. I don't watch anything in the preseason.
Like 34 to nothing.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Season's over then.
College football kicks off on the 23rd.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And the U.S. Open of Tennis begins August 24th. I'm really excited for the U.S. Open this year.
Yeah.
They're going to do, like, speaking of exhibition games, they're kind of turning doubles into an exhibition type thing. They've scheduled it to where a lot of the singles players can now easily play in doubles. Oh. So they have all these fun mixed doubles teams, like, going up against each other. And it's It feels like a dating thing. It's like Emma Raducanu and Carlos Alcaraz are two like great tennis players, both very attractive people, and they're going to play together in doubles. And everyone's like, does this mean your boyfriend and girlfriend now?
It's the reality awesome. TV show.
Yes, and they're totally playing so into it. They're totally playing into it. They're like, I don't know. We're just good friends. Hee hee hee. And so everyone's like, all right.
Do you think they're a couple? I know you got an opinion.
I would love it if they were a couple. I don't think they are.
Yeah.
But you I don't know. Maybe something will happen at the U.S. Open.
I don't know.
To say.
Maybe.
Doubles Island.
I'm so excited for football to come back.
And Susan's a big college football fan, right, Wheels?
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. We watch all the time.
That's cool. That's yep. fun.
How long is the U.S. Open? Is that another one that's like a couple weeks long?
Yeah, it's like two weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, fun.
Okay, on TV, we've got some shows coming back, including the King of the Hill revival on Hulu. Mm. Did you watch King of the Hill,
Never
Wheels?
Once.
Okay. What
about
you,
I know all the memes, but I've never seen the show.
It seems like exactly the kind of thing that would be for me, but I've never been able to get into it.
Interesting.
Haters are.
I'm not a hater of it.
Loving King of the Hill, but
did you watch it?
Yeah, I did. But I mean, I get why it's not appealing to some folks, but I'll check out the revival on Hulu. I don't have high hopes right. because anytime it's like, they're back and now Bobby is 25. It's like, well, okay, well, we'll see what happens. My mind is open, though. Invasion and Platonic are coming to Apple TV Plus. I don't know either of these
shows.
Invasion.
Oh, man. Is that the British one?
Let's check.
I can't remember.
You're thinking of the British Invasion,
no,
which is...
No, there's a show...
Rolling Stones and the Beatles.
There's a show... is it just called Invasion?
Yes.
British people would call it like Invasion or something.
Yeah, but I don't think it's the one I'm thinking of. There's one that it's set in England. It might have been a BBC show about an alien invasion and psychic links and things like that. It's pretty good, but I can't remember the name of it, though.
Wednesday... and Perfect Match are coming to Netflix. Deadliest Catch coming to Discovery. The Great Food Truck Race on Food Network. And Limitless with Chris Hemsworth is coming to Disney Plus.
Is that a show?
Yes.
Like based off of that movie?
Yeah, I remember that.
Because there was a movie about something. There was a movie called Limitless.
Was that with Will Smith? Or
no, that was Hancock you're thinking of where he played the superhero. Yeah. Limitless is with Bradley Cooper, and he takes like a pill that makes him good at everything.
It's like it takes his brain function to a higher level or something. Did not see it because it didn't.
Did you say Deadliest Catch?
Yes.
Wow. Still going?
Still going. Coming to Discovery. Okay, speaking of.
Is it not so deadly a catch if they keep living?
Well, a lot of them don't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's been like quite a sizable number of people that have died.
For real?
From that show, yeah.
Man.
That's not
At least like four or five,
so
I think.
So my guess is that this stuff is not being done for the show, but they're just following crews that do that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody's like died like on camera or anything.
I would think they would not show that.
And probably some of them just had like heart attacks or whatever.
Oh, well, that's still bad.
Because the show's been on for a long time now. Really? I mean, it's got to be 20 years.
Wow.
Speaking of Will Smith, let me just take this off the rails for a second.
She's going to slap Kevin right in the face.
Well,
go ahead.
Does ever since the slap, I'm glad you brought up the slap, I feel like his life has just been in like a nosedive.
He really made a bad move there.
He doesn't seem like he is having fun at all. Like everything I see Will Smith in... He just did this like performance in London or somewhere in the UK. He just did that performance on the street and like no one was even like swaying along to the music.
Yeah.
It was very sad. Now he's doing like a podcast about salads or something.
Yeah. He was one of the biggest, and I guess still is one of the biggest like stars in the world, but it's like nobody really seems to like him very much
it's
anymore.
Just
well,
sad.
I mean, like, what's the last big movie that he was in that was actually good?
Well, and that's the other thing. He hadn't had like necessarily a good run. He's maybe like never been a great actor, but
I disagree. I think he's a good actor.
Yeah, I think he's good in very specific things, but like most of the good stuff was a long time ago.
I mean, the last big good thing that he was in was probably King Richard that he got the Oscar for.
Yes, that's really the last thing I feel like he's done.
Was that good? I did not see that. Did you like that, Rach?
No, I need to see that.
Not really.
Yeah.
I need to see that. Because I know he was in that movie Emancipation, but that didn't seem to get real big, and I didn't see that one. But like it seems like in the last like 5 to 8 years, he's not in the biggest movies. Like, and this was so like not even counting the slap. Like, if you go back before King Richard, like Bad Boys for Life, which was like the third or fourth of those.
That one's okay though.
I mean, like I'm going back into his filmography now. There's like a big gap between like the time when he was really the big guy, when it was like, you know, Hancock and Pursuit of Happiness,
yeah,
and Hitch and what's the I, Robot, like all of those were all like, that was 20 years ago.
I'm concerned about him. I just wanted to throw it out there. Hope we wish you well, Will Smith. I hope things get better for you, sir.
People also always seemed a little wary of the Scientology stuff with him, more so than, like, Tom Cruise kind of gets away with it for some reason, and I think that it's just maybe because he's like endlessly charming and
he is,
you know,
Xenu,
makes fun movies and stuff, but it seemed like it stuck a little harder to Will Smith than it did.
But
to
is he even a confirmed
Tom
Scientologist?
Cruise.
I don't think he is.
I had thought that he was, but I could be mistaken.
All right, anyway, back to the things to look forward to in August.
Will Smith.
I was the one who was like, let's take it off the rails and talk about Will Smith for a second here. Back to the shows to look forward to in August. There's some new stuff coming up too, like Eyes of Wakanda on Disney Plus.
Right.
PBR, Professional Bull Riders, is going to be on Fox Nation and the CW. Alien Earth, FX and Hulu.
I want to see if that's going to be good.
And Songs and Stories with Kelly Clarkson on NBC and Peacock.
All
Let
in,
me
let's
set my
go.
TiVo. I'm going to watch that one for
you
sure.
You going to watch Alien Earth?
Maybe. If it's good, I don't know. Don't really know.
Some of it is going to depend on, I'll definitely give it a couple episodes. But it better not suck, because it's such a great universe to tap into. It's when the aliens come to Earth, guys. It's right there in the title.
Okay, we've got some movies coming up this month. The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson is out today. I wanted to go see that last night. I actually had the tickets purchased, but I was very tired and didn't feel like going, so I decided not to go. Might go see it this weekend instead. Freakier Friday with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis comes out next Friday on the 8th. And Jaws is being re-released into theaters for its 50th anniversary on August 29th.
Okay, so you guys be the judges. Am I just being a grouch when I think when I hate like the Naked Gun just being redone? Or like, oh, we're going to do Happy Gilmore 2. We're going to do it 30 years later because it's still the same jokes are still going to be funny. And even the Freakier Friday thing is like, what, 20, 25 years old?
Yeah.
Are there original comedies that I'm just not missing or that I'm missing that I'm not seeing that don't get enough attention because they don't have the name attached that'll get them in the theaters?
I mean, it's a good question. We talked about this a little bit with Janelle earlier in the week. I mean, she and Dave were also kind of lamenting the fact that we just regurgitate the same things over and over again. I don't think it makes you a grouch to not be into that. Personally, I think The Naked Gun looks good. I like the director. I like Liam Neeson. I'm open to it. And it's, again, I said this about Happy Gilmore too as well. It's not like the first Naked Gun was like this hallowed piece of cinema.
No.
You know, it's like it was a silly movie. If they want to make another silly movie, fine. I think you're valid for being like, just come up with something new. But I also see why they go to the nostalgia thing, because it works. Like, people like it. People are excited about Lindsay Lohan coming back and seeming to be in a good place, because she had kind of a rough past 15 years or so.
Yeah.
So. Okay, finally, we just said earlier, like, there's not really holidays in August, not national holidays, but there's some fun holidays, you know, it would be like National Donut Day or whatever. This Sunday is National Grab Some Nuts Day.
Oh, can you say that on the radio?
I guess I just did. Monday is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Yeah, you sound like Kevin. I guess.
guys, prepare. It's going to be a tough day.
The 8th is National Pickleball Day. The 12th is Vinyl Record Day. The 13th is Left-Handers Day. The 16th is National Tell-A-Joke Day. And August 20th is National Radio Day.
Oh, there you go.
Finally a day
for us.
Is that
a weekday?
Yeah.
Oh, good question. The 20th.
Brian on the chat says, I'm wearing a cup on Sunday. Good call, Brian.
The 20th is a Wednesday, yes. So we'll have to do it a big for National Radio Day.
Actually, I think we are maybe off that day for baseball.
Then we're doing nothing. So,
that's going to be our celebration.
That's our celebration.
That's going to be our celebration, and we're going to like it just fine. All right, it's Friday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at lowes.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
DGS, it is the beginning of Dave's vacation. So the rest of us hanging out, taking care of business today and then throughout next week. Bernie Miklas is going to join us after the top of the hour news. But before we do, bottom of the hour news, he's going to join us in 10 minutes. But before that, I wanted to break some news.
Ooh.
Well, I'm actually not breaking the news. Andrew broke the news by putting it on the rundown that Andrew is maybe getting a tattoo.
Yeah, we started to talk about this a little bit yesterday.
Are you joining the club?
I might be joining the club. I'm going to try to get like a match and dealie with my brother, but we can't decide on what to get.
I was going
to
say, that's the number one question. What is it going to be?
Do you have any suggestions? What would you get?
What would I get?
Yeah, if you were going to get stamped up.
I thought about it for a long time, and the reason I didn't get one is I couldn't pick one.
Yeah.
I couldn't pick anything like that I thought would be the combination of not stupid.
Oh, man. What if you got like a baseball on the side of your neck?
Oh, yeah. Neck tattoo. That's me.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. I thought about all kinds of baseball things or, you know, like the U for Miami or like an old English M, which is also one of the logos for Miami. I don't know. I sat there and thought about it. I'm like, if I got to think about it this much, I should just not bother.
He kind of motioned to his forehead when he said the M, which implies that that's where you would have gotten it.
Well, because it's on a hat. That's where it goes on
the
hat.
Oh, okay.
So I thought maybe just put that in the middle of my forehead and I don't have to wear a hat anymore.
You should get like a really girly tattoo. Like you should get a baseball on your...
I should get a butterfly.
You should get a little baseball on your ring finger or something. I think that would look really good.
Get a little...
I'm like you, Wheels. I I like tattoos on other people. I can't think of anything that I would like enough to have on my body for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I'm not even that worried about. I'm not worried about that. I never could think of something where I was like, yep, that would make it like cool and worth the money and then worth the time and the maintenance of it at the beginning. Because then I was like, well, if I don't care that much or I don't have a thing jumping out of my head,
the maintenance
then I'm probably just forcing it and I don't want to force it.
The maintenance seems not that bad.
No, it's just the beginning.
My wife's got a bunch of tattoos. Yeah, it's just the beginning. It seems like it's not like a big deal.
Yeah, my kid's got a ton of them. Obviously, Dave has I think we'd call that the full sleeve just about now, right?
Oh, almost. Yeah. Close to it.
Andrew, you should get a Minions tattoo.
Yeah.
You guys should each be a Minion.
I'll get the, yeah, you're right, yes. So he's taller than me, and he's much thinner than me, so maybe he'll get the, like, tall, skinny Minion, and I'll get the little fat Minion.
Well, what else do you guys, like, are you both fanboys of?
Well, we were thinking about maybe, like, some sort of matching Twin Peaks tattoos, because we're going to be up in that area anyway. We're going to go visit the place where, like, they filmed much of the show.
Uh-huh.
Up in like Snoqualmie County, Washington.
What would be a Twin Peaks tattoo? Like, what would it be?
Yeah, well, that's the question, and we have no idea.
Like two mountains.
You should get.
I know it's the show, but I mean, like, it's not.
Well, that's why it's named. It's named that after Mount Si. That's up there,
right?
And that has kind of two mirroring.
So you guys get
peaks together.
You get one peak, he gets the other.
Ooh, there's a thought. And then push them together.
And when you stand next to each other.
That is a spectacular idea.
You should get the Twin Peaks restaurant logo.
That is, we're going
just
up there
to throw everybody off.
We're going up there. Oh, I see.
Like the Hooters place.
The booby restaurant.
Yeah.
Is that the show where the lady did the cherry thing?
I'm interested.
The cherry stem into the little knot.
Yeah.
Was that on that show, or am I just making that up?
Oh gosh, you know what? Yeah, I think somebody does do that on the show. I think Audrey does that.
Who's Audrey?
One of the characters on the show.
No kidding. Who is it in real life?
Oh. Oh my gosh.
Hey, you know that show, that one character? Yeah, that Audrey. I'm like, who's that?
Oh my gosh, what is her name? I don't recall her
famous
name.
Famous person
off the top
or
of my
not
head.
Famous person?
Not famous.
Oh, forget it.
I mean, famous for the show.
Okay.
Her name is Pretty McActress.
Yes.
From the TV show, right?
Promising
well, the
McCreary.
Movie was off the TV show, so right? Wasn't it like...
Firewalk With Me? Yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of
the same
thing.
A prequel to the television show, which came out very shortly after.
All right.
What is the name of this woman?
Was it Laura Flynn Boyle?
No, that was Donna.
So you said her name was Audrey? Okay, that's Sherilyn Fenn.
Audrey
Horne. She was pretty famous at the time.
No, Sherilyn Fenn is... Oh, yeah, it is Sherilyn Fenn.
Yeah, right. She was famous at the time. I just looked it up. I didn't know that. She was pretty famous at that time.
She was famous mostly because of the show.
Oh, no, I'm sure that was... Yeah, I'm sure that was like the career break kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then came the Oscars. No, they didn't.
No, didn't. Not much happened from there.
So, okay, other than that, what else? Like, are we talking Star Wars?
He was
saying
maybe a Simpsons tattoo.
Oh,
so
all right.
I liked a Simpsons tattoo, and Eric liked it too, but he showed it to his friend Jameson, who's a big snob for tattoos, which, like, Jameson's got some good tattoos, but he's got some ones that are questionable too.
I don't know
if Jameson is the most, you know.
Yeah, I don't understand why Jameson is calling the shots on this.
Because Jameson's cool, and Eric thinks he's cool. And so when he's like, I think that's a bad tattoo, Eric's like, oh. Oh, I can't get it.
Why does your brother sound like Napoleon Dynamite?
Oh, I can't. Because that is what he sounds like. It's like, oh, I can't get the tattoo now. Oh.
He's like, gosh.
And he's like, Eric, you're just jealous that I've been chatting online with pop babes all day.
In this scenario, is Jameson Uncle Rico?
Yes.
So many people have come across.
All right, it's Friday on DGS. Dave, day one of the vacation. He'll be out next week as well, so we'll take care of business and keep things as normal as we can. Three of us hanging out here, and of course, 2:30 on Friday, our regular guest is our friend Bernie Miklas. Bern, how you doing, man?
Welcome back, Wheels. I missed you, buddy.
Thank you, man. I missed you guys, too. I missed getting all the good baseball talk in, and I popped in here and there, but... You know, I spent most of the last 3 days either lifting things or driving in a car. So I caught up at night when I had the downtime, and I got the chance to listen to all the deadline coverage yesterday in the car. So that worked out okay, too, as I was able to stay on top of things. But, man, no big shock from the Cardinals, Byrne. And I know you've talked about it with the gang, so I don't want to revisit too much of it. But for DGS listeners, since this is the first time on DGS since the deadline, any strong reactions? I mean, the guys we knew were going to go. I saw that I saw your video today, and obviously some of the stuff you posted on social media and on YouTube in the last couple of days as well, just talking about maybe missed opportunities on some of the guys that were under control to start clearing some lanes.
Yeah, I mean, I've got mixed feelings in a way, because what we don't know, kind of bothers me, because we fully expected, you know, these three moves.
Right.
But and let me just go through this list really quick, you know. But did they have an opportunity to move Jojo Romero for a really good return? We don't know. Did they have an opportunity? John Mozeliak acknowledged that teams were just, you know, really coming at him for one of their left-handed bats, and Cardinals have a lot of left-handed bats. He basically said that, you know, we weren't going to make the trade with any of those guys unless we were blown away by the offer. But what does he consider being blown away by the offer? I mean, did he turn down a really good trade or two because he, number one, overplays his hand, number two, overrates his own players? And we've seen both of those things happen. So I'm not sure what could have been. I mean, all we have left is what they did. And what they did is okay. I have no problem with the prospects they collected.
No.
I love all these instant experts who can tell us on the day of the trade whether a 20-year-old prospect who probably won't be in the majors for 3 years, whether it's a success or a failure. You know, why don't we let the kids get to the major leagues and we can kind of figure that out anyway. And you know, the other thing is, as I said in my video today, final thought on this. Maybe this is for the best, because I very much would prefer Chaim Bloom to make these trades. If they're going to move any of their veteran players, I'd very much prefer to have Chaim Bloom doing that. It'll be much easier to do in the winter because he's going to have plenty of time. There's no pressure. He can talk to as many teams as he wants. And those teams will be very happy to talk to him. I think he'll be well received by his colleagues in the industry.
Amen. And again, there's the work that we're talking about, clearing up, you know, some of the glut, because what you really have at the moment are 11 position players for 9 spots, and the conglomeration of that 11 is not good enough. Right. I mean, like, if it were great, you'd live with it and you say, we'll figure it out. But it's not been great. It's been really erratic and up and down, in part because of the construct there. So in the offseason, they'll have the opportunity to clear that up. And in the short term, I joined Matt Pauly from the car last night on Sports Open Line, and we were talking a bit about making sure that in these final 2 months that a guy like Nolan Gorman is going to play every day, and how you're going to go about it, and what does it mean? Well, with the news today of Nolan Arenado going on the injured list with a shoulder, sounds like it's related to what was happening with him a few weeks ago, and everybody may remember he missed 3 games with a shoulder impingement earlier in the month. He's had a terrible month of July, and I don't think that that's a coincidence that terrible level of performance is linked to some of the physical things he's been dealing with.
Well, that's right. And I also, the only thing I'll say to that, I agree with you totally, but what I don't want to hear is when he gets back.
Right.
And he has a good game or two where the guys, especially in the TV booth, are going to be, you know, like screaming and hollering and stuff, like, oh man, he's back. Oh, this is the Arenado we know and love. No. His offense, for all intents and purposes, is dead. And that doesn't change if a guy has a good week. So, Wheels, I want to ask you about this because you and I have talked about it. We talked about it before all of this. We all know Nolan Gorman needs to play. That was supposed to be one of the big, big deals about the runway season. And Nolan Arenado made that impossible by vetoing the trade to Houston. So how much will he play? And I'm talking about Arenado. How much will he play? I mean, Arenado could have been out of here and in a better place for his goals, but he chose not to take that trade to Houston, and Houston's got a great team.
Yeah, I would say not so as what, much as he's used to would be my answer. I mean,
yeah, man.
Yeah, right?
So, you know, and it's a complicated thing because I'm not going to sit here, and I know you won't either, and pretend that this is easy. It's not. It puts the manager in a terrible position.
Yeah.
And I know some people, fans will say, well, I don't care about that. Manager just got to do what he's got to do. It doesn't work that way. It's a, that works well when you're sitting at home having a beer, hollering at the TV set or whatever, but that's not real life. It puts Marmolin on an awkward situation, but I will say this. I think you and I came to the same conclusion. Marmol does not have to go out of his way to play Arenado as much as Arenado wants to play. And it's okay for Ali Marmol to say when Nolan Arenado isn't in the lineup and Nolan Arenado comes to the manager and says, well, I want to play. It's okay for the manager to say no.
Right.
You know, yeah. So, but it's just so typical that, you know, you have this potentially thorny situation. I don't know. Is there a way out of this thing?
In the short term, there isn't. Now, with the injury to Arenado, it's a lot easier, right? I mean, because for the time being, you just plug in Nolan Gorman and let him have some run. And then, you know, when the time comes for a return, whenever that would be, then you got to figure it out. But there's a way. It's not easy. There's a way to fit 10 or 11 guys getting regular at bats in there. But I guess, yeah, you know, like, for example, you're going to have to make Mason Winn take some days. And again, maybe he's better for that. That's something that I think we've talked about on Redbird Rush Hour when the three of us are together. I know Matt and I talk about it a lot, that you've got some guys that have had physical problems when, again, minor, but still there, and they can limit performance. Right? Remember, we didn't know that Mason Winn was dealing with a bum knee before the All-Star break, and he got a shot right before the break, and then the days off, he's been really good since then. Well, maybe he just needs a little more rest. And maybe Nootbaar's a guy that can't play every day. And maybe Victor Scott shouldn't play every day because he's not hitting well enough. There are enough guys. And by the way, I'm not trying to say anything bad about Brendan Donovan because he's easily the most consistent player on the team and he's a guy you want in there. But maybe even he'd be a little bit better off with the occasional day off too because his numbers have dipped in the second half. So there's a way to get everybody some opportunities, but it isn't easy. It's like putting together a puzzle.
Well, that's right. And listen, I totally echo what you say about, you know, it actually would benefit these guys. Yeah. And you mentioned Brendan Donovan. This guy plays his heart out every single game. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is a really, really hard-driving competitor. And take a look at his numbers in the first couple months and take a look at his numbers starting June 1st.
Yeah.
His numbers offensively have dropped, you know, through the floor.
Yeah.
Well, one of the reasons I believe is that he plays so hard and, you know, Ali doesn't give him enough time off. And I'm not saying you got to give him 3 or 4 days off in a row, but what is the point of running a guy ragged to where it affects his performance?
I think that's more of what I'm saying, right? I'm not trying to say, like, Donovan has played through everything he could, right? He's played some injuries and things like that. But you're right. So if you look at his numbers, and I'm not going to bore everybody too much, but he hit about .330 with an .860 OPS in the first 2 months. And
right.
he's hitting
That's
about
what I said.
And he's hitting about yeah. .235 with about a .680 OPS since June 1st. And again, those are estimates. It's not exact. That's just me eyeballing it, looking at it, but it's a big change. So it could be better getting a day off a week for each of these guys, and then that also creates more opportunity. And that's easy to do with 10 guys into 9 spots. It's pretty hard to do with 11 guys into 9 spots.
Well, and it's easier to do because you have no chance to make the playoffs, and
right,
that's gone.
Right.
So you don't have to go all out every night with the guys that you think are your best players, your regulars.
Mm-hmm.
No, it invites you to do the exact opposite of that. Hey, listen, we want to have a runway season. Well, now they can really have a runway season.
Yeah.
It's 2 months. There's no reason for them to hold back on anything they really want to see, you know, whether, you know, it's, you know, Gorman playing a lot of third base and
right.
maybe trying out a couple, three guys at shortstop to see if they can handle that. I mean, there's all kinds of things they can do. I think they ought to bring up JJ Weatherholt. I don't think they will.
Not with this crowd, right? Unless somebody gets hurt.
Yeah, and you know, because the Cardinals are going to Cardinal. You know, there's just things they're weird about. But, yeah, I mean, hey, man, this is audition time. Anybody you have you're still wondering about should be in the lineup.
Yeah, and on that note, as far as audition time goes, this is not meant to be a dig at Pages, but I think we might be learning that he's not an everyday catcher.
Like, yeah,
he's a damn good defensive catcher, but he's also been basically a non-factor offensively for a couple of months, and overall on the season it's not good. I mean, the guys with his profile are typically backups. So do we want to take a longer look at Pozo to see if he's even in the picture for next year? Because you've got Crooks coming down the line. You've got Leo Bernal, who's now a top 100 prospect on MLB.com, who's at AA having a nice year. Is this the time to maybe showcase him a little bit to see if there might be a market for him? Or do you think these next couple months could be an opportunity to get a look at Crooks?
Hey, all of the above, man. And let me say this. I defended Marmol for staying with Pages for a simple reason. Because at the time, everybody was shrieking about, you got to start Herrera catcher. You got to do this. You got to do that. All I did was simply look at the fact the Cardinals were ranked in the top 10 in starting pitching ERA in the majors.
Right.
And I looked at the fact that the pitchers all said, this guy's a big help to us. Mm-hmm. And I listened to the manager say, listen, he really gives those he really helps those pitchers out, and that's really important. Okay, I go along with that because, like, why mess with something that is working? However, they have the worst starting pitching ERA in the majors since May 30th.
Yeah.
So the point is, if I'm not blaming Pages for that, but if you're going to go out of your way and talk about how he's this great catcher who makes your starters better. And you know, you got to sacrifice some offense for that because he makes these guys better. Well, that's no longer a factor because the rotation has completely blown up.
Yeah.
So he shouldn't be playing as much as he did back then.
Yeah, and I think, like, it's going to be interesting. I know we've hit on this a few different times in short spurts, but it ties into this month too. And I know that Mason Wynn has been better since the All-Star break, since he got the injection in his knee and got a little time off and all that. So this is not so much about Wynn, but it is partly about that. But I just think they have to stop automatically defaulting to defense. Like, it's okay to do that sometimes, but it's like the automatic default. If we're not sure defense, if we're not sure well, you have too many spots in the lineup that have just been nothing for 2 months. I mean, Pages hasn't hit at all. Wynn struggled for a lot of the year. Again, he's been better the last few weeks, so better. But Arenado has been struggling on and off all season long, and Victor Scott's been bad for 2 months.
Yeah, and this goes back to kind of, you know, where my overview look on this, and I'll just repeat it really quick. It's like, well, you know, I'm not saying, you know, well, who cares if they win or lose? They're athletes. Everybody down there wants to win. I get it. But, you know, once again, you don't have to prioritize defense, to your point, the way that they have, very rigidly, very stubbornly, because again, these next 51 games that are left, I mean, it's kind of like free money. I mean, you know, you can kind of do whatever you want. Yeah. You don't have to worry about the standings, right?
Yep.
And you know, I know what the Cardinals think, and this kind of frankly makes me laugh. It's like, well, we gotta, you know, we want to keep our fans, you know, watching us. We don't want more fans to go away. Well, it's a little too late for that. I'm sorry. All due respect. You know, so try to do what's right for the team, and that's to play as many guys as you can that you really want to find out more about them.
Absolutely, 100%. And we've got more of this coming up, by the way. So it'll be the two of us and our buddy Matt Pauly from 5 until 6 tonight on the Redbird Rush Hour. We're going to talk about sorting out the bullpen and kind of reinforcing some of these other big stories as we get into these final 2 months. So there's everybody's tease to stick around or come back one way or the other from 5 to 6 with the Redbird Rush Hour. But before we say goodbye, Bernie, tell us about your friends at Saliga.
My pleasure, Wheels.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, TGS on a Friday. Dave is on day one of vacation. He'll be out next week as well. The rest of us will try to keep things from sinking. Man, this, I got to tell you, this INXS, this record when it came out, was probably the most bootlegged cassette tape, I think, amongst high school students. Like, it's back when you had the dual cassette player and you could record from one to the other. And your buddies would be like, give me a tape and I'll copy it for you. Whatever. I didn't really want the INXS one, but... man, it was everywhere, just everywhere. That was such a big deal in the late 80s, early 90s.
Man, that's some, I feel like I keep saying on the show, like, kids these days will never understand, but they truly won't understand what it was like to have your friend, you know, make you the tape or burn a CD for you, or even just burning your own CD to listen to while you drove around in your car or something. Now everything's just at your fingertips, and that's great. You can still make playlists and stuff, but there was something really magical about making your playlist, burning it to that CD, and having that physical piece of media.
It was definitely, it was a lot harder, though.
It was.
I mean, like, you had to earn it a little bit.
You did, and you became more like intimately familiar with the songs because it's like, all right, the CD's over. I guess I'll listen to the same CD again, like, because that's the CD I have on me now.
That's great.
Okay, for this segment, I want to talk about the internet and influencing and sometimes the perils and pitfalls that come along with that. I said earlier in the show, you know, I complain about the internet, but I love living in a time with the internet. That being said, there is stuff that comes along with it that is less than savory, that can really stress you out, especially if you're an influencer and you're dealing with some kind of backlash. There is a fitness influencer. His name is Joey Swole. Mm-hmm. He's quite popular. He calls himself the CEO of Gym Positivity. And what he'll do a lot on TikTok is he will like call out people who aren't acting right in the gym. That's his whole thing.
Right.
And he kind of just tells people the way it ought to be. Pretty universally liked from what I understand. Until earlier this week, he posted a tribute to Hulk Hogan following his death. I guess, you know, growing up, Hulk Hogan was a big influence on him, and he posted about him. And a bunch of his followers got upset because Hulk Hogan was definitely not a perfect person.
No, no.
Had plenty of
controversy. He got himself into some trouble, yep.
Absolutely. So they begin to point this out to Joey Swole. Joey then apologizes. He had actually dressed up as Hulk Hogan, and he ended up saying, like, you know, I owe my followers, my community, and all of social media an apology. I didn't realize that Hulk had done all of this stuff.
Wait, so the entire thing that he was being criticized for was because he dressed up as Hulk Hogan?
Yes, which is,
so he didn't say anything crazy. He didn't endorse any of the behaviors.
Yeah, he didn't say, like, I love it when Hulk Hogan was racist. Like, he didn't say anything like that.
Okay, but I think dressing up as him in tribute to him is kind of an endorsement of his behaviors.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not. I mean, so you better tell Matt Pauly that, because Matt Pauly wanted to play Hulk Hogan music on the day that he passed away.
Yeah, I would have told him
I think, no, but my point is, there are a lot of
people. I got in a fight with another host on a different radio station one time because they were going very, very hard on how wonderful Kobe Bryant was after Kobe Bryant died and how important Kobe Bryant was, and he's a hero and we should hold him up. And it actually got to the point where that person had to sit down with some management here at the company and go over, like, some of the rape charges against Kobe Bryant, because I said, that's not a good idea. He's not a good person, and you should not praise him as such. And so I think when you give those kind of tributes to Hulk Hogan, I do think it's either, number one, an endorsement of that behavior, or number two, ignorance of that behavior.
That's what it is. Most people didn't remember it. I'm not going to lie. I remember it when I see it. But at the time that the day he died, it wasn't the first thing that came to my head.
But if what these people are doing to Mr. Swole are going, hey, maybe rethink this. He's a bad guy.
Well,
is that all that's happening? Or
I don't know.
Is it more than that?
Joey Swole went ahead and apologized. He's like, yeah, you know, I'm really sorry. I didn't realize what I was doing. I apologize to the entire community. He continued to receive backlash after that.
Yeah.
I think he used some terminology in his live stream that I will not be repeating on the air.
Okay, well, if he's using it,
well, yeah, I think
that's
it was
a bit different.
I didn't see it. I'm not going to pass judgment on the situation. But basically, he just kept receiving criticism for this, and he's come out and said, like, okay, I'm done posting. I'm not doing it anymore. I can't make anyone happy. The whole story is just interesting to me because it's like, Joey Swole, I have no problem with this guy. Whatever.
Yeah, I barely know him. I've seen a couple videos. Yeah.
But your whole thing is calling out people on the internet who aren't acting right, and then you get called out for not acting in a way that a lot of people believe is right, and you kind of can't take the heat.
You
now you're not going to post anymore?
If your brand
is... Live by the sword, die by the sword, buddy. You started
correct.
It. That you part started is, the accountability train.
That is totally correct. If you're the guy that was going to tell people when they're wrong that they're wrong, then you should be able to accept it when you're wrong and not get sad and quit.
Mm-hmm. My prediction is he's posting again within a couple
of
weeks.
Oh, my God, yes. He's probably making too much money to quit it.
I'm lonely. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.